is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. And today we're going to do a special broadcast for each and every one of you. And I will actually do channeled readings or shifting healing energies for each and every one of you. So get ready, because tonight's the night. You all know the call-in number. So if you would like a special message from our spirit friends, or you would like to know your main mission and purpose in this life, we would feel honored to help each and every one of you. Otherwise, you guys are going to have to listen to me and the Masters talk this evening. But I would like to start this show off with a blessing to each and every one of you. I will be speaking the light language, so you won't necessarily understand the language, but you will feel the power of this language. So I ask that each of you sit back, relax, close your eyes and take a deep breath and let it go. I ask that you take another deep breath and let it go. Allow yourselves to feel every muscle to release itself. Release all the stress and the tension within your physical bodies. Allow your emotions. Hello.
Hello.
Aloha. Welcome Aloha. To the show. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you today?
I'm excited. I called in and here I am. I got
through. Well, thank you. We thank you for calling in. Where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago. Ooh, I love Chicago. I'm on my way, girl.
Are you?
It's a great place to be. I'm going to move in with you.
Well, I'm thinking Hawaii.
How's the weather up there?
I'm sorry?
How is the weather there?
Oh, it's beautiful today.
Wonderful is it?
Day. Every window is open. It's nice for a change.
Oh. Well, today here in Arizona, we hit the 100 mark in our temperature, and that was today. And it is supposed to be climbing as each day unfolds for us. So I would have to say that our summer has fully engaged the state of Arizona.
And that's when
but my question is how may we serve you this day?
Well, I'm wondering. I'm just wondering what you might pick up on. I'm in a very transitional state and looking for any hints that might come through.
Okay. And we say, yes, you are going through a major transition. You have been completing a lot of different levels within your life. I ask that you do this with a happy heart. It's a whole lot easier to be said than done, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. But if you can remind yourself every morning to ask the hand of God to come down and be with you, to walk with you through this transition, because there's you've got a little bit more coming up that you're going to be completing, but you're kind of got a feel for that already now, don't you?
I'm not sure. I have a feel for more transition.
Yes.
Or are you asking me if I have a feel for the theme of the transition?
Yes, both, all the above.
Well, the theme is so all-encompassing.
Yes. It is, but I'm going to tell you, if you can really remind yourself when you get up in the morning to take some deep breaths and celebrate as you get up and ask God to walk with you through this transition, you, once you complete this transition, there's going to be massive explosions that's going to explode in your world at all those levels. And what you're going to find out is this floodgate is going to open up. So the universe is going to be saying to you, your wish is my command. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes sense. I'm trying to relate to it. I hope this is a happy floodgate.
Oh, yes, yes. And we're going to get into that next.
Oh, great.
I want you to envision having a blank canvas in front of you. And it's completely blank. And you have a paint palette in your other hand with your paintbrush in one hand. So Spirit is asking you, what is your heart's desires? What is it that your heart truly beats for? Where does your passion lie? Does this make sense? So what's important for you at this time is to create with total awareness, because this is your time now. One of the things I will say to you is a lot of your spiritual abilities are really blossoming, but you know this about yourself already. Is this not correct?
Well, a lot is happening in this way. I would like to hone it and work with it productively somehow.
And you are, and you will be, because the last 9 months you've been receiving a lot of sacred geometry encodements for the past 9 months. You're one of those individuals that as these encodements awaken within your cellular memory, you're the type of individual that you're not going to really need anyone to tell you how to do it. It's just going to naturally unfold. And people are going to ask you, well, how did you know how to do this? And you're going to say, I just knew. Because what you're going to find is a lot of ancient knowledge that you've been holding for quite some time is actually being activated. As you continue completing your transition, you will find more and more of that will be activated. Now, that said, it does not mean that if you see a class that inspires you, go to it. But when you go to these classes, you're going to find that a lot of that information, you're going to go, I know this stuff. Does this make sense?
So do you have any impressions around how this might flow into path work or livelihood?
Your question is not necessarily clear, so could you redefine your question,
okay,
please?
Okay, I have been honing abilities, they're blossoming, and I've been receiving encodements, and my question is, is there a livelihood that you see resulting from this particular energy that you're seeing around me?
Yes. Now, we're going to touch on that, and we're also going to touch on as well as your life mission, your life purpose, which you will be doing in the very near future. Now, we are going to be we're going to give you information that will be surface for your future.
Okay.
And that will be for your own protection at this time. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. You're a natural healer. People are naturally drawn to you. If they're in the same room with you, just by your presence alone, they are receiving a shift within their own physical being and their emotional being. Do you understand this?
Yes.
So we would like to suggest to you that you are a natural teacher, so you will be teaching. You're also going to be doing a lot of automatic writing, and we would like to see you start with that first. Okay?
That sounds good.
Yeah. They're going to transmit a lot of verbal information that you're actually going to be teaching that's not necessarily anchored on this planet at this time. Do you understand?
Yes. That's intriguing.
Okay. You will be teaching this information. That said, you're also the natural healer as well. So we see that you will blend the two, that what you will be teaching, because some of the information you will be teaching will be very high information that will be necessary for the immediate future. You also are going to be tasked to walk the Rainbow Bridge in the near future, meaning that you will assist many of your sisters and brothers to make the shift into the higher dimension. Does this make sense for you?
It really does. I'm amazed you're saying this.
We ask that you call forth to the Rainbow people, because you are from that particular realm.
The Rainbow people are the realm of what? Is this
Let's
like an off planet group?
They are part and affiliate with the planet Venus. They also were very well known to work with the individuals in the Lemurian and Atlantis days. You will find that the Rainbow people hold the ancient knowledge of the light. They hold the golden keys that you hold one half of them now within your being. They have the other half. So as you start calling them towards you and working with you, allowing them to come and assist you, they're going to open up and unlock further information for you, because what you do as well is you hold some of the keys of the sacred geometry. Does this make sense? You will also be planting that within the physical plane here on the earth. You also have very strong connections with Mother Earth, also known as Gaia or Gia, depending on who is pronouncing Mother's name. But you also have the ability to walk as above, so below. You also have the command of all four elements. We encourage you and invite you to research these areas. We ask that when you do this, that you learn about the four direction towers, watchtowers. Does this make sense for you? We hope that you're writing these things down.
I am writing as fast as I can. I need my automatic writing skills right now. I'm trying to hear you. My phone is a little weak here on the audio, the volume.
We would love feedback from you, so please, you know, send a message to BBS Radio. Let us know how you're doing. I don't want to overwhelm you too much, but I did give you a sneak peek into your future. Does this make sense?
Yes, I so appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I suggest, and what we have been doing is asking your soul to complete, and this is why you're going through this transition. It's very critical. You're being called to duty at this time. So we ask that you continue doing the transition through a heavy heart, because your world is about to explode with the rewards of the heavens. You will be tapping into your golden treasure house.
Mm.
And you will understand this.
Mm.
You will have no further concerns for money.
Oh, my gosh.
You will be able to manifest immediately whatever your heart desires. So we ask that you be clear when you create.
Okay. And this is in the imminent future?
Or
both. Down the road? Or?
Well, manifestation is what you're moving into right now. As you complete this transition, we ask that you remember the power of your words, the power of your mind, and the power of your emotions. Because as you speak it, it will be your command.
Mm. Important.
We also ask that you observe the light beings that come from your eyes. This afternoon, this evening, you shall see that there has been light beams coming from your eyes.
Hmm.
This will become very handy in the very near future for you. But we say go ahead and test out these light beams that come from those eyes. And you can switch the colors from pink for unconditional love, purple for transmuting negative energies. We say to you this day, in the very near future, you shall walk through walls and move mountains.
Mm.
And know this, my dear one.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Well, I'm feeling that energy.
My gosh, I'm just, I'm vibrating here.
Yeah, they're sending you lots and lots of energy.
Boy.
So I would like to say this to you. It's time for you to get excited about life.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We hope we have honored you well and have served you as well.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I feel that I've been immersed in grace for these last few minutes.
Thank you. And we feel the same way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and be well.
Okay.
And keep us posted. Let BBS Radio know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Wow, that was great. You guys should feel the energy that I'm feeling on this end. Now, if you all call in, you're going to feel this energy. Just ask Laura, the lady that just spoke to us. She could really feel that energy because the energy just penetrates everything as I'm talking. But I will continue moving forward with a blessing for each and every one of you. And it will only be given to those that are willing to accept the blessings. Some of you will receive a blessing. Some may receive two or three blessings. I cannot say who's going to get what, okay? So they're the ones who are doing this. So we'll get started, and if you'll just bear with me, if you decide to call in while I'm doing the prayer, I just ask that you just be patient, and I'll get right to your phone call. So here we go. Shilah I ma'i kona tila shiha. Mahio tala maika uina tila. Hala shi o hakina matala upia sina. Anai io kula a ti io asilena maikana. Pala hala u shi a tala muina naia. Mukaya ti o ha ia chalana. Ala hua kana. So be it, and amen. So I ask that if any of you felt this incredible energy that came through, one thing I do know is I even feel that energy when it comes flooding in. So if you'd like to share your comments about what you experienced, we would love to hear it. If you would like to get a special message from the Ascended Masters, we would love to honor each and every one of you. On that note, I'm going to shift my sharing with all of you, and I'd like to talk about some of the earth issues that we're all about to face. And we ask that all our sisters and brothers, for each of you, to continue with all of your transitions, to let go and heal the emotional and mental bodies. We ask that each of you say to yourselves this day, this very moment, I am the Ascended Master. I am that I am. I am the power and the intelligence of me, my world, and activities. Whew, I could feel that. I don't know about you guys. I don't know if I'll be able to continue this broadcast with you guys. We want to get back to the earth changes here. Last week, we have observed the tornadoes that went through the state of Oklahoma, well, through Oklahoma City and Kansas, all the way up to Wisconsin area, and down through the Texas area. What you're going to find is there's going to be more severe weather that is coming. We ask that none of you become afraid, but we do ask you to exercise common sense. What do we mean by that? We ask that you have extra water, non-perishable foods. Think about getting extra batteries and make sure you have a flashlight. Will you be able to ask yourself some very important questions? If I had to go without electricity for a week, would I be able to sustain myself and my family? If you should need to assist your neighbors, would you have enough to support your neighbors as well? You all will understand these things as you continue watching and observing the things that are about to unfold. We'd like to share with each of you last week Wednesday that you all felt a tremendous shift. I don't normally speak this way, but we'll use this as just a terminology as the shit hit the fan last week Wednesday. And what that means is you're going to see some other further events that are going to unfold on the physical planet that you're going to observe through your news, through your other medias, that are going to be very exciting for many of you, because this is what you all have been waiting for and been working for. We do say this to you. Now that the shit hit the fan, what you're about to see is the time is now. We have heard this month after month. If I could have my caller hold on for just one moment for me, please. We've heard this month and month, year after year. But we would like to share with all of you this day. It is now. And it came through the events that unfolded last week Wednesday. So you will start to see a lot of these things unfolding from this moment on. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with, please? Hello? 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 Oh, that's okay. Okay. Well, we'll continue moving forward. And so I hope this is going to make sense for you, because you're going to see a lot of changes here on the earth plane. within a lot of corporations, our political systems, all of those things. Some of your sisters and brothers here on the planet aren't going to necessarily have an easy time dealing with this news as it unfolds. But we ask that you share with your sisters and brothers, your neighbors, your coworkers, that things are going to be okay. As this system starts to break down, you are going to find that we have already put new systems in place, so you will be able to make that transition. It will take at least 6 months for it to be fully, the transition to fully be in operation. So we ask that you all do your part in helping your friends, your loved ones all around you for these changes that are about to come. If you have any questions about what we have just shared with you, feel free to call in. We'd love to hear from you. Let me see if I can find the phone numbers. The toll-free number for the USA is 877-876-5227. Or toll-free for Canada is 888-815-9756. And the direct line is 530-876-3222. So if you'd like to receive a special message from the Ascended Masters, Melchizedek, I work with quite a few of them. I can also bring forth one of the Lemurians or from Atlantis times to speak with you as well. They're all jumping around me, guys, so give me a break here. Anyway, or if you'd like to share about the blessings with the prayer that you all received, I would love to hear from you as well of what you felt or your experiences, if you saw anything. That would be kind of fun to explore as well. On that note, I'd also like to share some other little tidbits with you as well. I recently had the honor and the pleasure to go on tour with my own radio show and to support of BBS Radio, and I had the opportunity to interact with the UFO conference in California. Wow, was that ever an experience. It was really, really incredible. So I have someone calling. They're used to not having me on the radio at this time. So did I get a caller? Hello? Okay, well then I will continue forward. So anyway, as I went to the UFO conference, why Phil, hello?
Yeah, hi.
Someone with me?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Joe from New York, how are you?
What's your name?
Joe from New York.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I am doing great. It's a real pleasure to have you with us this
Thank you very much.
This evening.
I had a few experiences over the past few years, and I'm wondering if this is something that you're aware of. Being woken up at 4:44 or 4:44 in the morning, something related to angelic awakenings?
Yes.
Is that something that you've ever heard of?
Yes. Matter of fact, I am a part of the group of the 444s.
Right. That's happened to me many, many times. And I became aware of it after reading a book called The Messengers by Nick Bunick, or about Nick Bunick, where in his story he talks about angels waking him up at 4:44 and the people around him, and it was an amazing experience.
Yes.
So,
you know,
so you remember,
Joe, I want to share this real quick with you before I lose it. You need to really brace yourself. You are opening up a quantum leap. You know this about yourself, don't you?
Well, it's been happening over the last, few years.
Well, this is what I got to say to you. You ain't seen nothing yet.
I've been told that also.
Could you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's definitely an external force that's waking me.
Yeah.
And it seems like I'm not getting a complete message yet of what, of why I'm being woken, but it has happened many times.
Well, one of the things that we'd like to invite you to do, Joe, is to have a notepad and a pen on the side. We'd even encourage you to do automatic writing as well.
Right.
Okay. But one of the most critical components is they are actually communicating with you when they wake you up.
Right.
There's various reasons that they do this. One is, of course, you're going to be writing a book. If you don't start it this year, it'll be the first of next year.
Right.
Somewhere in the month of January, maybe February, because you're kind of dragging your feet a little bit on that.
Right. I've been told that. I did actually write a short story that was published in a book about some of my experiences, but I have also been told that I'm going to write a book. I am dragging my feet.
And we would like to encourage and invite you to start today.
I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to write about.
Well, you're not writing the book, and that's the key for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Got you.
They are waking you up at 4:44 in the morning to get started on writing this book.
Right.
And if you notice, I said they.
Right.
Okay? There are two that will be using you as that instrument to get their words out, that knowledge out there.
Okay.
Okay. So I'd like to just, you know, pick a certain time of the day to kind of sit to practice the automatic writing. You sometimes, and I mean this very respectfully to you, Joe, that sometimes you get a little stubborn and hard head.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of want to get in the way of things?
Yes. But when
knock
you say,
it off, Joe.
Who are these, when you say these two, meaning what?
Say that again, I apologize.
When you said there are two, meaning who?
Okay, we want to back up and give you this information, so you'll please make sure you write this down. You are indeed from the order of Melchizedek. You understand this?
Yes.
You are a hierarchy on this planet. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Now that said, but you also work hand in hand with the Elohims. Do you understand this part?
That I don't understand, but...
Okay. We encourage you to do research on the Elohims.
Okay.
Okay. The keys of Enoch, you'll want to make that a priority as well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, getting back to your division of the hierarchy, you made an agreement with two of the hierarchies there. One is Melchizedek. Now, you know he is like the head person over the whole entire order. You understand that, right?
Right.
Okay. He is one of them that will be transmitting some very vital information through you.
Okay.
The second being is his assistant. I cannot give you the name of this particular being at this time because there is going to be a shift in this position.
Okay.
Okay. That means he's, you know, he's evolving to another level, which another spirit being will become the assistant of. Now, this was an important agreement that you made with Melchizedek to bring that further information, and it has to do with the Golden Age.
Uh-huh.
It also will have to do with anchoring the keys of Enoch here on the physical plane.
Okay.
I'm working on being careful of not overwhelming you too much.
Well, I know that there's something going on, and I just am struggling to find out what it is.
Well, you've got part of the equation already. Okay? Second thing is they've also been working on you. You're going to actually see them. They're going to show themselves to you real soon. What is this month? May, August, September. By October, you will actually be able to sit down and see them and have a conversation with them.
Wow.
I will say this, that they have indeed been doing a lot of physical work on you as well. I see a lot of work that's been done on your DNA. So you're doing real good about your 24 DNA strands that are all being connected and
is that why they can wake me?
Pardon me?
Is that why or how they wake me?
One of, yes. Yes.
I mean, this has happened dozens of times.
Oh, yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I hope it's good.
Oh, yes. Well, look what we just shared with you. I mean, by October, I mean, you know, you're going to be sitting at the kitchen table with Melchizedek and his assistant and, you know, having major conversations with each other on your life purpose here on the planet. You're one of the big players here on this planet. And I mean that respectfully, not to discredit any position, because we're all equal.
Right.
And all our positions are very necessary. All I'm saying to you is that you spent many lifetimes earning the position that you're in today on this planet. So when I say you're one of the big players, is that your mission in the near future is so important and so critical to the light here on the planet that it's critical for you to really pull this together. Does this make sense?
I wouldn't be calling you if I didn't have that feeling. There's something that's unfinished.
Unfinished, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the big key for you, and I mean this respectfully when I say it, but I'm going to say it again, real important for you not to be stubborn. It's very important for you to get out of your way and stop doubting you.
Right.
Because two things are going to happen, Joe. You're either going to do it the easy way or you're going to do it the hard way. But they'll continue bugging you until you fulfill your commitment as you agreed upon. Because your light body is being activated. Your 24 DNA strands are being activated. Cellular memory is being activated as well within you. So you're going to be like Laurie from Chicago. You're going to know a lot of these things. You're not going to need anybody to tell you. But I will set, I got to bring this forward as well. You have a lot of connection with the terrestrial beings as well. And you will have more encounters with them.
Okay.
Did I just another Tuesday overwhelm night in New York. You or something?
Like I said, it started, I think, about 7 or 8 years ago with this awakening.
Yeah.
And it was very dramatic.
Oh, that's another thing I failed to say, is your higher chakras are being anchored as well into the physical.
Right.
So you're going to be one more of those individuals that'll walk through walls, levitate, manifest in a split second. You think it's there. Move mountains, walk through mountains, and you will play a huge part in assisting large, we're talking about thousands of people, into the higher dimension. And you're not only going to write one book, you're going to write four books. You're also going to be on TV, and in the near future, you will be on radio as well. And you will do a lot of traveling.
And this is all for the good.
Oh, yeah. It is an honor to work for Master Jesus. It's an honor to work for God.
Yep.
It is an honor to work for humanity, for every man, woman, and child on this planet.
Well, I appreciate this.
Remember that. It is an honor. So will you keep us posted as well?
I certainly will. I appreciate this call.
Thank you, and it was a real honor, and we hope we have served you well.
Thanks.
We are honored. Be well.
Good night.
Good night. Wow, this is really great. Is this great stuff or what? It's amazing. I have to tell you guys a little secret. I was aware at the age of 3 years old, and I also could read people's minds. I knew what they were thinking. I knew what they were speaking. It didn't matter if you were behind closed doors. I could walk in once I was invited in, and I would just sit there and tell you verbatim what you just talked about. And I used to really scare people a lot. Well, I just thought this was normal. I mean, it was no big deal to me. And then as I got older, I realized very quickly, coming here to the mainland, that wasn't necessarily the norm. That, you know, I was kind of weird, if you want to look at it that way, because that's the way I felt, like I was weird. Oh, my gosh, why am I this way? And so even though I'm originally from Hawaii, I was born and raised there. Bye, guys. We love you. Have a great evening. Gotta go. Bye-bye now.